station promise outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
This station presents Real American Heroes.
Real American Heroes.
Today, we salute you, Mr. Guy Who Leaves His Stupid Blinker On.
Mr. Guy Who Leaves His Stupid Blinker On.
Yes, we've all been stuck behind you, sir, wondering aloud, is it going to turn here? No. Maybe the next? No. Then maybe? No.
You're gonna cause a five-car pileup.
Perhaps, Mr. Guy Who Leaves His Stupid Blinker On, you are simply on a personal mission to drive around the entire globe slightly to the left.
I'd honk my horn, but you wouldn't notice.
Apparently, you don't notice anything.
Maybe you'll notice this obscene gesture, yeah.
You believe a left turn signal should be left on, and your right turn signal feels so right, you never shut it off. And so we dub you, Mr. Guy Who Leaves His Stupid Blinker On, a real American hero.
The guy who leaves his stupid blinker on.
Oh, he must be turning here. Nope. Oh, here. Nope. Turn!
Get ready for the best morning show on any kind of radio. Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, get ready for Sam and Kara in the morning. Give Sam and Kara a call at 323-203-0815. And now, here are your hosts, Sam and Kara.
Good morning and welcome to Wednesday, June 9th. We're in the studio back live.
After hello, everybody.
A little break yesterday, I got to sleep in a little
was
bit.
Was it good?
Yesterday. It's always good.
How,
I love to sleep.
How late did you clock? How late?
Actually, you know, instead of 6:30, it was 8 o'clock. So it wasn't really sleeping in, but it's all relative, right?
It really is. I find that for me sometimes that even when I'm like dying to not wake up and I sleep in, it's really only like a 30-minute difference.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe an hour,
yeah,
not even an hour.
It doesn't really make a difference, huh?
Well, it makes a difference. That 30 minutes makes a difference because 30 minutes earlier, you feel like it's pulling teeth to get up. But
yeah.
30 minutes, you're like, man, it was really only 30 minutes that I needed more.
Yeah.
Because sometimes you're like, oh, I need to sleep till noon. I've never slept until noon.
No, that's too much.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's wasting the whole day.
And I got a lot of friends that do that.
Yeah.
It's called actors.
I used to get up really early, but I don't know. Maybe I'm getting older or something. I don't know. I need more sleep now. But
you stay up late.
Yeah, that's true, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah,
we sound
true.
Old talking about when we go to bed and when we wake up. That's what old people do. Oh, I went to bed at 9:30, woke up at 4 a.m., got a nice start on the day.
Yeah.
It's old people do that.
What time do you usually go to bed?
Here we go. I go to bed. My roommates make fun of me, call me grandma, and say I go to bed early. That's because I don't go to bed at 2 a.m. every night.
Mm-hmm.
You know, 11, 12.
Yeah.
11
See,
or
that's
12.
Smart, yeah.
11 or 12 p.m. That's not even that early.
No.
In L.A., that's like 7 p.m., though.
Yeah.
Like, you go to bed at 11 p.m.? Yeah. Ugh. You know, it is. It's weird. It's funny because to them, it's... I'm sorry, guys. I get tired. It's natural.
Yeah.
It's part of humanness. You're going to get tired.
I was sucked into America's Got Talent last night.
Really?
Have you ever seen that?
Mm-mm. You never watch TV and that's the show you're
going to
watch?
I don't. And then I just turn on the TV and whatever's on, I just kind of watch it. But it's so funny. It's like the Gong Show. Have you ever heard of that one?
Yeah, that's old school. Yeah.
Yeah, that's old school. So it's a lot like that, you know, and people make fun of themselves and, you know.
Yeah, I've seen a little bit of it. I've not really kept up with it too much.
Yeah.
Are you getting excited about leaving? Everybody sees leaving for 10 days.
2 weeks.
I'm going to be gone too.
Yeah,
I already
2 weeks.
Booked the ticket.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Good for you.
Well, the funny thing is that well, I guess since we're... I think my aunt stopped listening to the show, which is good. she listens periodically, but I think it's a little too edgy for her.
Too edgy?
She's from they're Texas.
Yeah, but we don't say anything.
What no, I know. Say? I know. No. Yeah. We're talking older generation. Not like... We're not rated R, but I do tell people we're not a family-friendly show because we possibly...
Yeah.
Yeah, we possibly can go there.
Yeah.
it's not like our thing. We're not like, GRS. That's not our thing. But it, the fact that it can go there, I've just learned to, you know, tell people it's not family friendly in case there's kids or whatever. Yeah. So anyway, but she's not listening to the show, but I want to, hopefully she's not, I want to surprise her so she doesn't know I'm coming home.
Oh, really?
So I'm going to have my friend.
How cool is that?
Yeah, my friend, I'm going to have my, actually my ex-boyfriend, we're still really close and he's friends with my family. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to have him take her to dinner at a, like, the place called T-Bone Tom's. T-Bone Tom's, shit, T-Bone Tom's is a damn bomb. You get yourself a barbecue chicken stuffed baked potato.
Uh-huh.
Woo, it's good. Wow, the steaks good. Are good. Anyway, I'm hungry. Don't get me started.
Yeah.
So I want.
And that's where, in Houston?
It's a small town
in
on
your
the
small
Gulf.
Town there? Okay.
Yeah, it's on the Gulf. It's called Kima. A lot of people there know of Kima Waterfront. It's mm-hmm. a beautiful sailboat community on the Gulf, kind of gritty, kind of nice.
Mm-hmm.
It's really cute. So I'll have him take her there. Just because to catch up,
mm-hmm.
and then it started off with, well, I'll just show up and surprise her. Now I want a bunch of friends and family to show up,
uh-huh.
and she's just like my favorite person in the world.
Right.
So I want to make her feel like it's not even her birthday, but I kind of want to get a cake anyway, just for fun,
yeah.
and act like it's her birthday.
Yeah, she'll love that.
And then I want people to show up and surprise her, and then I'm gonna come out as a waitress, and I'm gonna take their order, but I want to do and I want to have it all videotaped.
Yeah.
And I really hope she's not listening now because this will be just...
It's going to spoil the whole thing.
Yeah, but I want to come out as a waitress, maybe with some crazy teeth in my mouth and like a pick in my hair, mm-hmm. you know, something crazy.
Yeah.
Some glasses.
So she won't recognize you at first?
She'll at first she won't, but then she will.
Yeah.
And I want to make
sure.
I want to make a big production out of it.
she
doesn't know because she always knows if I'm coming into town.
Yeah.
So I've been asking her, like, cool. You're not leaving town anytime soon. She's like, she's starting to get suspicious. Like, why? I'm just making sure. You're old. You got to let me know if you leave town.
Yeah. So where are you going to stay with her when you go there?
I have friends and her. Mm. So I'm going to be in and out because she lives outside of Houston, really far outside of Houston. And I'm going to be in Houston for some things and see friends. So all over the place. But it's good. I mean, I'm not there that often, maybe once a year.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't been back in a year. So.
Yeah.
Don't you think you need to leave L.A. at least once a year?
Yeah, I think so.
It's great to be here,
definitely.
But you need. Like, I didn't go home for Christmas or anything like that.
Yeah. I need a break. I definitely could use a break right now.
But you're going to go.
Yeah.
You're going back to your motherland.
Yeah.
You're going back to your mother tongue, your mother native language
and
tongue.
My mother, too.
Yeah. Are they excited?
Yeah, very.
Oh my, when's the last time they've seen you?
About a year ago.
Oh, okay. So not too long.
No, I started going there more often. It didn't used to be that way. I'd go like every 5-6 years, you know. But now they're getting older and I want to make sure I see them and, you know.
Oh, that's sweet. So what are you guys going to do? Like, what's on the agenda?
I don't know. Once you get there, there's a lot of stuff to do. I mean, I've got friends, family,
mm-hmm.
you know, places to see.
Is there any kind of food that you're really excited about eating there?
Yeah, the falafel and the shawarma. Oh, yeah.
I freaking love some good shawarma. Yeah. I could do a shawarma right now. I'd go for some shawarma sandwiches straight up. Straight up now, tell me, do you
well,
want to eat some shawarma sandwiches?
Well, we should sometimes go out. Maybe I'll take you to lunch or something.
Okay, yeah, let's do that. You guys hold him to it. Hold Sam to it. Did you guys hear that on the radio?
You're gonna love that food, I'm telling you.
Oh, everything I freaking love shawarma. Are you kidding me? All sopped up in that yogurt sauce or whatever the hell it is?
No, that's not. That's gyros.
That's yeah, no, but there's shawarma.
But the shawarma, you don't put... Oh, the tahini, maybe.
No, yeah, there's shawarma sandwiches.
Okay, right. No, but you meant about the sauce you put on it.
Yeah, but I'll use
it's
that
different.
Too. Can I
okay.
use that?
Yeah, of course. I thought you were talking about the other one, the Greek one, which is a little different.
Oh, it is? Oh, well, yeah. I don't know which one.
Yeah.
I just want that. I'm feeling the
I'll shawarma. Guide you through the food.
Listen, so you're leaving June 21st. June when?
Yeah, June 21st.
Okay. Which is when I'm leaving. And then you're going to be back that weekend.
July 4th.
Okay.
Yeah.
So...
I'll be back in just in time for a three-day weekend, I believe, right? It's 4th of July.
The 4th is a Sunday.
I know, but usually they make it three-day weekends.
Oh, they do. So we're gonna skip that Monday, right?
Either that or a Friday, but usually it's Mondays.
So I wanted to ask you, any update on the Israeli issue, politically speaking? I know that we talked about that.
Nothing's changed. Still, everybody hates Israel, and that's the bottom line.
There wasn't world peace over the weekend.
But that's not news. Right?
No world peace over the weekend.
No world peace. Not even close. Not in our lifetime, anyway.
Yeah, but so I just wanted to touch base because I know that you'd put that up on Roxana's.
Yeah, and she unfriended me. Did you know that?
No.
Yeah. I started, yeah, because I started, there was like a whole thread there about this thing, you know, where she wrote, stop Israeli brutality, boycott Israel, blah, blah, blah. And so I put some comments on there, you know. And
what did you write?
And other people did. I don't even remember, you know, but about, you know, the first thing I wrote for her to her is, you should come on the show and express your anti-Semitic sentiments, you know. So
and what did she write?
Never replied to that. And then I wrote another thing that I can't remember. And yeah, she just unfriended me and probably deleted that shit. So it just goes to show you, you know. I mean, she's
if you're
staunch,
gonna put that out there, you gotta. I don't.
She's a hater. She's a fucking
sucks.
Hater. Yeah.
That sucks. Because I really yeah. like her.
Yeah. Well,
you
she put on
too.
A face. She put on a face. But you see, that's the thing is that you never know people, you know. So first impression sometimes is okay, but it may not be the true person.
Well, I mean, I have a lot of pretty countercultural views. I have a lot of opinions. I always say I'm so opinionated that my opinions have opinions. So, but I also leave that open to debate and just to know that we're going to have to agree to disagree. It's not I hate the person type
right.
stuff. It's just we see it differently.
Right.
I mean, you know that about me.
Yeah, well, you know, that's the thing is that, you know, hatred only comes from certain people. I don't, you know, you're not a hater, that's why.
No, I'm not a hater.
Yeah.
But some people would you know, possibly maybe take it that way, you know what I mean? If they don't understand where I'm coming from, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm looking to see if there's any, if it's on there. Wait. No, I don't see it. Hmm.
Well, did you friend her?
No, we've been friends. We're friends.
Yeah, you friended her too, yeah.
Yeah, but I'm trying to see what the deal is. Unfortunately, that's really sad. But it'd be great if you guys could dialogue about it. You know?
I know. That's why I invited her to the show. But but no, haters don't deal with it that way. You know, they just.
What were other people saying on the? But there, for those of you that are
taking sides as usual.
Yeah, well,
you know,
for those of you guys that are tuning in, we had a guest on our show, and apparently she wrote something on.
She's a Muslim from Iran,
uh-huh.
And she moved to England, and then she became a slut and a groupie. And, you know, we never got that much into who she screwed and everything during her time.
I think that's in the book.
Yeah, but I wanted to bring it up. But I forgot.
But it's, you know, Sam's Not Being Mean, that's the name of her book. It's
yeah,
called The Last Living Slut. And we actually really like her. Sam likes her, too, unfortunately. It's just they have a disagreement.
Yeah.
She's pretty awesome. She's pretty awesome.
Yeah,
but there's
you know,
there's just a huge difference in opinion on.
Yeah, she's a hater and I'm not. That's a difference.
He saw something on her Facebook page that talked about...
Yeah, I just mentioned it.
Stop the brutality of Israel.
Yeah.
Anyway, so now they're unfriended, and you guys got all that. But I just think it's unfortunate that we can't dialogue about it.
Yeah, it is. But that's the thing, is that these people don't want to talk. They only believe in violence and hate. That's the way I see it.
Sam, you got some balls.
Believe me, I know that.
Sam, you got some balls.
I do have balls, but, you know, you have to.
Straight up like, oh, you want to talk about anti-Semitic remarks on the radio? Just straight up went there.
Yeah, of course.
Well, you know, everybody sees it differently. I don't agree with it either, but, you know.
Yeah.
Man. I don't have that much heritage. When I was trying to see what people have hated me on. Most people love me, but, you know, I remember being in high school and stuff, and some people didn't like me.
Yeah, but high school is different.
Yeah,
I can't imagine anybody would hate you now.
Nobody cares that much about me to hate me. You know, I think it's flattering when people get their hate on a bit. I mean, I don't like it, but part of me kind of gets it, you know?
Yeah.
But I think that, yeah, there's been a couple times where people haven't gotten me or they think I'm too abrasive or something. In fact, there's this guy that liked me. I met him in a coffee shop. Long story short, he actually was friends with one of our guests.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the 6 degrees of separation things. He asked me out. I'm like, no, let's just do the coffee thing. So all three of us went out for coffee as a friend thing. He got offended and left in the middle of the conversation. I don't even know why. I don't even know why. He told her later, he goes, she's very Howard Stern. And I'm like, okay, I don't know.
Far from it, if he only knew.
Well, yeah, I know. I mean, I guess in a way it's a compliment, even though that's not how he meant it, because Howard Stern's great at what he does. I don't think I'm anything like him.
Right, but he meant something negative.
Yeah, he probably meant it something negative. And also, I guess just being an assertive female that, mm-hmm. you know, and I have a mouth on me, whatever that means, but...
Yeah, so he couldn't handle it.
I guess not. I mean, because he met me, and that's the thing. Sometimes guys meet me, and I'm wearing a dress, and I'm demure in that moment, and that's what they're attracted to, and then... oh, do they find out later? You know, I'm not that I'm not demure, but there's a side. There's just so many different sides to people.
Yeah, that's true.
And sometimes being a really outspoken person and female, it's not always cool with guys, and mm-hmm. they like you to be like in the background and really pretty and cute.
Yeah.
And sometimes that comes out too. Sometimes I get nervous and I'm giggly and I'm like,
I can't just see you standing by and being cute, you know.
There's been a couple guys that I've been really nervous around, and I get quiet and
really,
yeah, wow. It's weird. It freaks me out.
Mm-hmm.
But when I'm quiet,
why do you get quiet around them?
Well, you're, I mean, like, no, I mean, there's yeah, I feel intimidated in certain situations.
Really?
Yeah, it's human. And I get quiet and stuff, and I'll be like, nervous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why? Just because of the way they look?
No, it's usually like an energy or chemistry.
Uh-huh.
One of the guys that I've been the most attracted to that I was dating for a while, I mean, it went on for a year. Every time I saw him, I was nervous.
Really?
So it was unfortunate because he never really got to know me
right.
and all my other sides.
Uh-huh.
Because he always got that, yeah, he got that side a lot. And it was true. It was who I am. I'm both. But right. It was just not connected. So I always felt like he didn't really know me because I was always freaking nervous around him.
Yeah.
So it was weird.
Yeah, it's weird that people get intimidated by other people, you know? But it's like, I think it's that sexual tension, you know?
I mean, don't you ever get intimidated by people or in situations? I mean, I don't, it's not a daily thing for me, but once in a while.
Yeah.
Certain arenas make me nervous. It's not that they debilitate me, they just make me nervous.
Right.
But that's human.
Is it?
Duh. Well, a lot of people ask me, they think I have a lot of confidence, and they think, how do you do the things you do, like, you know, comedy or get up on stage or whatever. And
mm-hmm.
I always say it's not really about confidence, it's about courage.
Mm-hmm.
It's not really going, oh, I'm so great, I can do this. It's more about you're more focused on what you're going to do and how much fun it's going to be,
right.
that you're not focused on yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's kind of backwards. People are like, believe in yourself. They're like, believe in yourself and have confidence. I'm like, no, it's not about me. If I start thinking about me, I'm going to implode.
Yeah.
I'm going to like be like, oh, I'm not enough. But when I start thinking about, oh, the things I want to do
mm-hmm.
and how amazing this is going to be and how fun, then you get caught up in that. And you're not. It's more about not being focused on yourself.
Yeah.
I think it gives you confidence.
Okay.
Yeah, anyway.
If you say so.
I want to send a shout out to a guest that we've had on the show,
uh-huh.
a personal friend of mine, Krissa. Happy birthday.
Oh,
today's
happy
her birthday.
It's
yes.
her birthday, huh?
And, you know, unfortunately...
Do we know how old she is, or do we
ooh,
not want to know?
I'm going to call her out. In fact, let's go to her page right now. I'm going to call out her age.
You going to call her?
We can call her. We should call her,
yeah?
actually, for fun. Yeah, let's prank her.
To you. We always gotta play these for birthdays.
I know, I freaking love it. yeah, I think that she's pushing, what, 30? 30, no, she's like,
well, she probably doesn't want you to give it out, you know?
Too late.
Yeah.
In fact, I'm sending you her...
Too late.
Yeah, yeah. I'm sending you her phone number.
You can't send it to me because I don't have email here. Maybe you can give it to me on my...
Facebook, right?
During the break. No, but I'm not on Facebook
okay.
here. I don't get
okay,
distracted.
Okay, well, I just sent it to you.
Okay.
So we can call her and prank her.
Yeah.
If she's not listening, she listens a lot to the show.
Yeah?
She does.
Well,
so, yeah, but she's got big teeth. I always make fun of her teeth. I love them. She's got a really pretty smile. When she smiles, it's nothing but huge, big chompers.
Yeah.
Yeah, and she's got funny, crazy mom stories. And I always make her tell her stories to people, but they're not my stories. But
yeah.
I make her tell her stories.
Really?
So she gets mad at me, but she doesn't. And then it's like crickets, but I'm the only one laughing. Because I got a crazy mom.
Yeah.
And I connect with crazy.
Yeah, I guess you do, huh?
Oh, man. Straight up crazy. My mom doesn't even know that I'm on a radio show.
No.
Oh, no. It
would
be...
Your mom is on another planet altogether.
Oh, yeah. I would never tell her.
Yeah.
I would never tell her. Not at all. No, but
so,
she's intense.
Yeah. But you're not going to see her when you go because she's not in Texas, right?
No, I haven't seen her in years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. That's pretty sad, though.
I don't know. Yeah. I mean, I guess it's sad. I just don't...
I mean, I can see where you're coming from.
I don't even think. I mean, it's not like... I don't feel like she's my mom.
Right.
But, I mean, I love
her. How terrible is that? You know?
You know, every time I explain it, it sounds terrible, but it doesn't feel terrible.
Yeah, because you have your aunt and everything.
Yeah,
know,
I have a different structure going on.
Yeah.
But when I explain it, anytime people ask me about my family stuff, it's always not because it's painful for me. It's more just I know that the way they're going to take it, and
mm-hmm.
it's always like, oh, then I have to build them up to not feel sad for me. It's weird.
Right.
But no, you know, I just haven't seen her in years. Like, I didn't see her for 8 years growing up. And then I went out there because I was a speaker, and I flew out there to do a presentation, and I looked her up and I saw her, and yeah, we're just not close. I mean, she's just crazy. I love her, but she's crazy.
But yeah,
she's crazy, man.
You're gonna be a different kind of mother, right?
No, I plan on being a home wrecker with like 10 kids, and yeah.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah, why not? Stay tuned, people.
Yeah.
Stay tuned.
How many kids do you think you're going to have?
I don't know. A couple, a few. I thought I wanted a lot, but I don't think that's going to happen now.
No, it's too much. It's too much. Just one is a lot of work.
Yeah. You have two.
Yeah, I've got two. But, you know, I'm telling you, I'm seeing people with babies and stuff. It's like one is a handful, you know? It's plenty.
Yeah, I don't think I'm on the baby train right now, but yeah. I think that I want a few kids, I guess.
Really? A few?
Couple? Two? Three?
Yeah.
Two, three? Three? 2.5? Get 2.5 and a dog?
Two is good. Get
two
a girl
a
and a boy and you're good.
There we go. I'll just let my ovaries know. Hey, I need you to pump out a girl, then a boy, or vice versa.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
They do that. They do genetic engineering where people get to decide the sex of their kid before they have kids, which I think is ridiculous.
Yeah.
Isn't that weird?
Be fruitful and multiply, right? Isn't that what the Bible says?
Yeah, but I just think it's weird, like, when people decide what kind of kid they're going to have, and they get to select the genes.
Yeah, I don't get that one.
It's weird, huh? Just freaking have kids. Love your kids.
Yeah.
It takes a lot of people to make the world
people
go around.
People want to be in control,
It's ridiculous. You know? It takes a lot of people to make the world go around. We don't all need to be beautiful and rich and blonde and tall, you know? Yeah. It doesn't...
Well, you try to tell that to ugly people.
Okay. I will. Call me up.
Well, so we're going to have a couple of guests today. We're going to have one calling in a few minutes. And then you're bringing one at 10, right?
Yes. You guys stay tuned for a very funny comedian, Nick Youssef.
Sounds good. I met
him a while back at the Comedy Store.
Yeah. Youssef, he's probably like Muslim or something, right?
We can ask him. Yeah, he's pretty cool. But he's so funny, and I always say, like, I don't really like mean-spirited comics, but this guy, he's mean to all the people that I want people to be mean to.
Really?
No, he's actually not mean. He's just, I'll let him go into it, but he rants on LA stuff, and it's funny. When you live here and you see what he's talking about, he just puts it so eloquently.
Yeah, you can relate to it.
Yeah, it's hysterical. Mm. He talks about the Sunset Strip and getting herpes, all that stuff. Not that he doesn't have herpes, people, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
But I'll let him go
well,
into
good.
It.
Well, good.
Yeah, but funny, funny stuff.
All right, we're going to take a little break. We'll be back right after this.
You are listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
more shitty talk radio proliferates the internet, two people have teamed up to save the world. It's Sam and Kara in the morning, only on LA Talk Radio.
Did you hear that Chris Brown is trying to get into Britain and they won't let him?
That is pretty crazy. What do you think?
Yeah, they're saying it's because of...
his criminal record, right?
Yeah, because he kicked the shit out of Rihanna. And so they're saying he's a danger to British citizens. That's what they're saying.
I don't believe... Clearly, he's not a danger to people just walking down the street.
Yeah, not
but
in general.
But it's
the
principle that they're making a principle.
I guess.
He screwed up hardcore, man.
Yeah.
And not that, you know, you can't get redeemed from these things, but that's a hard one to come back from because she's so public.
Yeah.
And she's loved by so many people.
I know. And nobody likes to see a man beating up a woman, you know?
Never.
I mean, what the hell?
It doesn't matter who you are. It's never an excuse. That's totally without saying.
Yeah.
But... add on top of that, it's a public pop figure. What the were you thinking?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you never do it to anybody, but I mean, the fact
that's
that
the thing. When you do this, you don't think, you know,
yeah.
You just do it.
Her face, her mugshot was on the air. It was online. It was everywhere.
I know.
How
with
do you
bad
even,
publicity? I don't know how he came out.
How do
of
you
it.
Even like? I've gotten so mad before at my brother, and I balled up my fists. And I have little hands anyway. And I wanted to beat the shit out of him. I was like, Kara, you go in there and you pop him in the jaw.
Mm-hmm.
Freaking pop him in the, freaking clock him in the face.
Yeah.
And I was so mad. I balled my fist up, but I couldn't even do it. I couldn't, the idea of like my hand hitting his jaw where the bone is
mm-hmm.
and smushing my hand through his nose and stuff and hurting him.
Yeah.
I just couldn't even do it.
Really, yeah.
And then when I've actually seen violence, like violence.
Yeah, women mostly do not have that kind of violence.
Like,
do.
I can't hit a human like that. I mean,
yeah.
I could punch him, pinch him a bit.
Yeah.
And, like, definitely wrestle him. But I couldn't.
And bite him.
And bite him and pinch. But I couldn't actually, like, really hurt somebody. I mean,
yeah.
Unless maybe to self-defense, I don't know, because I've never been in that situation.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm looking at a woman. How do you, I mean, punches are hard. They're like, there's so much weight. How
yeah.
do you actually take that punch and smack her across the face with it?
Yeah,
like
you see,
punch her.
Yeah, that's anger issues. You know, I don't think there's much thinking going into that. It's just pretty much an instinct, a reflex.
Yeah, I think it is. I think it's just out of control, personal anger.
Yeah. So, you know, I mean, I don't mind that they did that. You know, let them learn a fucking lesson, you know? That's bullshit.
Do you think it's out of line though? I'm not defending him, but do you think it's an abuse of their power in a way?
Maybe it is, but they can decide who they want in that country and who they don't.
Yeah.
You know? And I don't know. I mean, it
what
is
are your
kind
thoughts,
strange,
people? Call
know?
In. Should Britain and other countries turn somebody away for a record of domestic violence? Should they be allowed to do that? I wonder what people think about that. What's the number? Go to the website, latalkradio.com. Call in. I want to hear what you think. That's interesting.
Okay, so we'll find out. What else is going on in the world? We had an elections yesterday. And
did you vote?
And Meg Whitman won. You know who she is?
Yeah, she's running for governor.
She used to be the CEO of eBay.
eBay, yeah.
Yeah. So I think that's why she got elected. I think people just know her, you know,
mm-hmm.
or know of her. And that's usually what happens. I think people vote for the people they know or heard of. And
did you vote for her?
She apparently spent like $60 million of her own money for the campaign. We have a phone call. Let's see who that is. Good morning. This is Sam and Kara, and you're on the air. Go ahead.
This is Tana Frederick calling for Sam.
Yes, this is Sam. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Good. Good. I didn't realize you were calling today. I must have screwed up my schedule completely, but that's fine. So.
oh, I love it. Impromptu. No, I can do it another day. We have our Project Save Our Surf coming up, so that's why I was giving you a call. But I can completely do it another day.
Yeah,
just,
you know what?
Make the morning call and say hi, Sam.
Well, I really appreciate that, and thank you for calling. I really apologize for this, but we are expecting another guest, and I guess I probably put you under the wrong date. So. I truly apologize for that. You know, I am known to do that sometimes.
And say hello to the world. You're live on the air right now.
Yeah, but I mean, we would have you here, but I really want to be prepared for when you call. You know, so.
Sounds good to me, Sam.
Yeah, it'll be a lot better.
Have a great morning show.
Thank you so much.
And I'm going to go out for a surf.
Sounds good. So you see, it turned out good.
The waves are too good to be on your show anyway. No, just kidding. All right, I'll talk to you another day.
Okay, thank you so much for calling.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Sam. Bye-bye.
That's funny.
Yeah, that feels so embarrassed.
No, shit happens. I mean, I've overbooked people. So who is
but
she?
But how can that be? You see, that's the thing. I don't remember because usually I just, you know, I prepare for them a day before, so I know what we're talking about. And
you
I remember her name, but I don't remember exactly what she does and all
she's
that.
She's a surfer.
Is that what she said?
I don't know. She's going to surf. We'll figure it out when she's on the show.
Oh, yeah. That's what she said. She's going to surf. That's right. It does have to do with the surfing thing.
Yeah, she's like, I'm on
the surf. I think there's a sort of an event or something, so I'll have her, I'll schedule her for tomorrow or something even.
Oh, well. Life goes on. Who do we have calling in?
Yeah. We should have Max Tucci calling in. I don't know why he's late, but Max, if you're listening, man, you're supposed to be calling in this morning. So he's in New York, and he's probably busy, very busy guy.
What's he doing?
He does, but I don't think he works, you know? he's just busy having fun, you know?
Really? What's his... He's a host here?
Yeah, he's a host. He's got shows, Max and Friends, Sundays at 8. And, so he's a lot of fun, and... I have a feeling he forgot.
That's funny.
Yeah, I deserve that, huh? We could have talked to her, but I just, you know, I felt embarrassed to ask her, who are you, you
that
know?
That shit happens, you know? What are you going to do?
It really does, you know? But now I totally remember it when you mentioned the surfing, that there's some kind of an event coming up. And so I apologize to you.
Whatever, life happens, not going to stress.
Yeah, at least I remembered the name, you know?
That's okay. No,
it wasn't
worries.
Totally out of left field.
Yeah.
But
so
not terrible, man.
No worries.
Yeah. I feel like shit about it. You know, I don't like things like that.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Don't worry.
But she was really diplomatic about it. I really appreciate that. You know, she wasn't like upset or anything.
You're not gonna unfriend her on Facebook. Who unfriends
going
people?
Surfing? How cool is that, huh?
Yeah.
Have you ever surfed before?
No.
Yeah.
It's an upper body strength kind of thing.
Yeah.
I just never worked on that part of my body.
Well, you can always start.
Yeah, I can start a lot of things.
It looks like it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, there's a lot of things I'm doing. I'm supposed to go skydiving.
Yeah, I know. When
would
is that going to happen?
Would you do it? It's when I'm in Texas.
Yeah, no, I would never, ever do it. No.
Ever? You've never wanted to? What about when you're 80?
I wanted to when I was young, yes.
What about if the doctor says you've got 6 months to live?
So what? I still don't want to do it. I'll do other things, yeah. I'll go bang everybody I can meet. That's what I'm going to do.
No, you wouldn't.
Yeah, I would. Are you kidding?
No, you wouldn't.
That's exactly what I would do. I would travel around the world and meet women everywhere and just have fun.
Not if you're married. Even if you're like married.
Well, we don't know if I'll be married when I'm 80, you know?
Whatever. You wouldn't do that. You're a very loyal man. This is your alter ego.
Yeah, but we're not talking about if I'm married, you know. We're just talking in general.
You mean if you weren't married and you were single and you're about to die in 6 months? You'd
absolutely.
Be like, you'd be like Deuce Bigelow, male gigolo.
There you go. And if I needed Viagra, I'd take that too. Whatever
it takes. Have you ever tried that?
No.
Would you ever try it?
Yeah, probably. If I needed it.
I think all it does is basically keep it for length of time, right? Like it extends.
Yeah, it keeps you hard for a while. Yeah, but you still have to be turned on. You know, it doesn't like turn you on. But
are you
from
sure?
What I understand, yeah, we talked about it some time ago.
So I don't remember.
But because I remember when it first came out, they had like articles everywhere and stuff, and they showed you how it works. And apparently, once the blood goes into the penis, this kind of keeps it in there. You know, it blocks the blood from leaving the penis. And it just stays hard.
Have you ever, would that be painful or?
No, I don't think it's painful. Look, I think maybe Max is calling. Good morning, you're on the air. Who's calling?
Oh, I'm not trying to be on the air.
Oh, okay, so you called the wrong number.
I can.
Okay. That's okay, you can call back. Thank you. She didn't mean to be on the air.
That's
I don't know
terrible.
Why these people call this number and they don't want to be on the air. But we're going to call your friend now and we'll wish her a happy birthday. Hopefully she's not listening.
I'm going to prank her. Hold on.
No, let's sing happy birthday to you, right? Come Come on. Maybe she knows we're calling. Hang on. She can answer. Hello?
Okay. All right. Bye. Hello?
Yes. Can you hear us?
Yes.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to Crystal with big teeth. Happy birthday to you.
Who is this?
Hey, it's the whole world, Krista. You're live on the air.
Are you kidding?
No.
You can't tell who this is.
Say hello to Japan. Aww. Say hello to Australia.
Hello.
What's going on, big teeth?
We got a song for you. Hang on a second.
We got a song for you.
To say it's your birthday. Happy birthday to you.
There you go.
Oh my God, you're so funny.
Krista, tell them how, like, I always forget birthdays. Like yesterday, you're like, oh yeah, it's my birthday tomorrow. What are you doing?
And you forgot about it.
Yeah, she always forgets. It's a given.
Yeah.
So I figured I would be nice and give her one day advance notice.
Well, there
and,
you go.
All the other years, I just, like, the day of my birthday, I'll go hang out with her, and she has no idea it's my birthday. Yeah.
That's a little extreme. That's a little extreme. Krista, yeah. How old are you now?
31.
Wow.
That's what I thought. See, I was close.
I'd give my left testicle to be 31 again. Are you kidding? Good for you. Wow.
Yeah.
So we caught you at a bad time with the kids and everything, huh?
Yeah, it's never a good time being a mom, but yeah. I really appreciate this.
Well, of course.
You can
anytime.
Listen, and we're going to let you go. I think we're getting a call. So we love you, and I'll see you later.
Love you. Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. No, we're not getting a call, but that's okay.
Oh,
I think
no.
We made our morning. You see, that's pretty cool.
No, she loved it.
Yeah.
She totally loved it. Yeah, I mean, that's... Who doesn't love it? Now I'm going to keep doing this. We should set something up because I know too many people like this.
That's true. I mean, she didn't even recognize your voice. You know? So we should prank
people. I think
I have
a different voice on the radio.
Yeah, we got to start pranking people, really.
Yeah, we will. I've got too many great ideas.
Yeah.
What are you doing this weekend? Do you have any fun plans?
In fact, we're thinking of going out of town this weekend, believe
it or
not. Yeah. We haven't decided where yet. You know, maybe Vegas or something.
Really?
You know, yeah.
That'd be good. Go to Vegas.
Yeah, it would be nice to take a couple of days off.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I like to travel when nobody else is traveling, you know, so...
you get good deals.
We had the long weekend. I stayed in town, and now that nobody's leaving town, I'm going to. That's a way to do it.
I think that's a really good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, so not that you guys care, but Heidi Montag filed for... court documents and is moving out, and they're doing a legal separation from her husband Spencer.
Yeah. Now, what's the scoop about this? I mean, I've heard of Spidey and all that, you know.
No, Heidi Montag and Spencer Pratt were two reality stars.
Reality show.
Like back when they were like 17 or 18, and you know, what do you do when you're a celebutante? And you're just famous for being on a reality show. You have no talent. It's not like you're talent driven.
Right. But
you've
what
got
was
to
the
create
angle on that show?
I just think it was like rich white kids with rich white kid problems.
I see.
Yeah, that's about it. And so they've they've reinvented themselves. They've been on other reality shows. I think that part of the whole the monster of how it all goes is that you have to have scandal. You have to keep finding ways to make yourself relevant and in the media. And it does not have to do anything with skill or talent.
Mm.
It could do with, you know, as we see, people have reality shows based on
nothing.
On nothing.
Yeah.
And we watch them. But, you know, she's had the million plastic surgeries and, you know, he's a controlling kind of crazy guy. And who knows if that's how they really are, but that's...
Are they, like, married or something?
They're married and they've only been married, I think, for, like, what, a year?
But you're saying they're young.
Yeah,
I think
like 22 or 23. I think they got married like a year ago, and now they're getting a separation.
Oh, yeah.
What are you going to do?
TV shows will break you up, that's for sure.
TV shows?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess they can. Who freaking
knows? Some people. Yeah, I mean, in fact, I read an article about this, that many people that were in reality shows ended up breaking up, you know?
I think most of it can say that, you know, if you're on TV and or if you're a star, most of your marriages usually don't last, right?
I don't know. Can we make that generalization?
Yeah,
I'm not sure.
Did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No,
what
do you like to make generalizations?
Oh yeah, it's more fun to judge.
Yeah.
Keep the judging going. Just playing.
So yeah, I mean, you know, so I'm thinking Vegas might be good, although I don't enjoy Vegas that much. You know, I lived there twice, and, you know, it was good at the time. But now it's like, you know, I don't gamble, so there's not much to do, you know.
No, you go see shows, stay away from
hookers. Yeah, but that's at night. What do you do during the day, you know? So I guess now that it's warmer, you can spend some time by the pool. I don't think it's that hot in Vegas yet. It does get very hot there in the summer, like everybody knows. But right now, it's not that bad.
No, I think you should go lay out by the pool. I think you should go and get your Vegas on, go to some crap tables, get your free drinks, get a little
bit. Yeah, but I don't play. I don't gamble.
Okay, well, then don't do that. Go see Celine Dion. Is she still there?
Is she still there? I don't know.
I don't know. Go see Celine.
Why would I want to go see Celine Dion? I'll go see, like, Cirque du Soleil or something.
She's got Cirque du Soleil freaking as her backup dancers. Yeah. That's how badass she is.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, you like Cirque du Soleil? Guess what?
Yeah.
They're doing backup for me.
Yeah, I kind of like her songs. It's sort of like a guilty pleasure.
Yeah, but she's a powerhouse. She's a awesome vocalist. And so do it. I'd go see Celine. She's so great.
Yeah.
She's so great, Sam. She's super duper.
Yeah. You know her story, how she was like really young and her manager?
Yeah. Old school knows, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Renee, they fell in love. She was like 12. He was managing her.
Yeah. And he's like, what? He could be not her father, but her grandfather, for crying out loud.
Yeah. They've been married ever since. Like, yeah. I think what she was.
He hit the jackpot, that guy, man.
She loves him. Yeah. I saw an interview. It seems like a very sincere love. She seems really into him.
Yeah. I know. That was a few years ago. I don't know how it is now, but it's probably the same.
Seems like she really, really loves him and cares for him. And, I mean, I don't know. Who knows for people? I know some people, especially in the South, that get married very young, mm-hmm. and they've only been with one person. And I don't know what that would be like. I'm sure it'd have a lot of... It probably, in some ways, is easier, but mm-hmm. in some ways, it's probably, like, you have a lot of questions about, right. you know, being attracted to other people and what would it be like.
Right.
Not just sexually, just emotionally and mentally and, you know, being in relationships with other people.
Right. Now, would you get a divorce or would you never consider a divorce?
I would consider divorce if my husband was unfaithful sexually.
Right.
Or if I was in a physically abusive relationship.
Right.
Or my kids were threatened.
Okay, so you would consider it. It's not something
I don't think it's even, it's not even not biblical. Like the Bible talks about, like, divorcing on infidelity. Mm-hmm. The idea and the concept and the best thing is that there's forgiveness and there's restoration and reconciliation, right? I mean, mm-hmm. I think people think there's so many things that are so bad that they can't bounce back from.
Mm-hmm.
And that's true. Some people just don't want to work out the most darkest time. I heard an interview with a lady who wrote a book and she was just talking about basically betrayal. I think the book is like called Betrayal... forgiveness in your marriage after your husband's cheated on you, mm-hmm. basically the healing process.
Right.
And she was the wife of a pastor and her husband was a church leader. And, you know, he totally had a sex addiction actually.
Mm.
And, you know, he traveled a lot and was having a lot of extramarital affairs and she found out and, you know, considered leaving him obviously, but then they kind of came to terms with it and he got into a lot of therapy and counseling and she did. She got into counseling herself and they had to rebuild. I mean, you start from scratch.
Yeah.
But the cool thing is that they've really rebuilt their marriage and it wasn't easy. It wasn't overnight, but we're talking a lot of work,
mm-hmm.
a lot of pain and hurt.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, could you forgive someone if they cheated on you?
I think that, I can, but I don't know how that would work. Meaning, like, if that meant we were still together, if that meant... I mean, I think in forgiveness, the concept of forgiveness in the Bible is you don't really have... God said, Jesus says, forgive 77 times 7 times, which means infinitely. But forgiveness doesn't necessarily mean it didn't hurt. Forgiveness doesn't mean that you still do business with the person. Forgiveness doesn't mean that... you guys are still in the same kind of relationship. It means you have to let go of punishment and emotional claims because ultimately forgiveness is not just for the person, but a lot of it has to do with us.
Right.
Because it'll kill you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, have you ever been so angry and you've held on to something that it's just hurting you?
Yeah. Yeah.
And you're like, and you just want to be free of being angry. It's not even, it's like you have to let go. I mean, I've totally been there and I just think it's, the process isn't an overnight process.
Yeah.
And fully letting go.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I definitely believe I can forgive. I just...
I don't think I could stay with a person, you know, after they cheated.
Really?
Yeah. No way. No way in hell, you know? I mean, think...
There's not any circumstance.
What an intimate act that is, you
okay,
know?
Well, I agree, but let's paint the picture. Let's say that you mm-hmm. were in a marriage with somebody, and you became emotionally distant. Mm-hmm. You became... resentful of her for whatever reason.
Right.
Let's say you became abusive and emotionally abusive, mm-hmm. and you weren't taking her out.
But why would you bring that example? Because
I'm never not. No, I'm not saying you. I'm just saying like hypothetically. Because people cheat. Not everybody cheats because of cold blooded cheating. I'm just gonna cheat. A lot of times people, their marriage has been severed and broken.
Right.
And they've become distant and they've become abusive to one another. Right. And then. They kind of fall into it, and it's not that it's not their fault. It's still their fault.
Right, but an affair is not going to fix anything.
No, you're
you
right.
Know?
It's not going to fix anything. It's just kind of understanding how people get there. And if the person is like, look, I really love you. I made a horrible mistake. I don't want this. I want you. But it's like unmet needs. Like mm-hmm. if I was married to a man and I was angry with him all the time and I withheld sex, mm-hmm. he was never getting laid by me.
Right.
And then, a year after not having sex, he goes off and mm-hmm. gets with another woman.
Right.
It's still his fault.
Yeah.
But I have to look at my part in that.
Right.
And go, I didn't make it easy. I didn't make it hard for him to cheat. I made it easy for him to cheat.
Right. But you see, the thing is, the cheating is not going to take you anywhere. I mean, there's no, like, good resolution to an
affair.
Well,
no, you're right. I'm not justifying the act of cheating
right.
at all.
No, I know. You're trying to explain why people do it.
Well, I'm also saying if you can look at how people get there and go, well, is it redeemable? Mm-hmm. Like if I'm with a man and I've been controlling and abusive towards him, I've withheld sex, let's say for years or
right.
a year, and I'm not treating him well, and then he falls and he makes a huge mistake and he's repentant, meaning he really is sorry about it and he doesn't have a history of consecutively doing this. It's like a mm-hmm. mistake. I think you kind of look at it like, is this something that if I were to change my actions and he were to change his actions, could this be redeemed? Mm-hmm. And I think there are circumstances where it can be.
Yeah.
Where people can move forward and work through it.
No, I know people can, but my answer to that is if you're not happy, then you leave first and then get involved with someone else, you know? You just, it doesn't matter if your wife withholds sex from you. You know, you're going to hurt her if you have a, you know, if you go out and screw around. So I think
well,
when someone's
right. I mean,
not happy with the
right.
relationship, you end it first, you get out of the relationship, and then move on.
I totally agree with you. I just think.
Because I also think if you're the one who's cheating and your wife takes you back, we're going to take an example of a man cheating, and your wife takes you back, you're always going to be like her slave, you know? You're always going to have to please her and... you know, and she's going to be the one that you're going to be under her thumb. That's pretty much what it is.
And that's actually true. I know people that I'm related to that have
she's
that
She's going
to
feel like that you owe her, you know, mm-hmm. and you know, so I don't think the relationship will ever be the same.
It's ideal, right?
Yeah.
It's kind of like wishful thinking, but I think anything's possible.
Mm-hmm.
But
no,
I mean,
these things are
it's extremely rare, but. I think people, if they really do the work on themselves personally and uh-huh. then together, like both, from both angles, like you're working on your marriage, you're working on that, on loving that person back into your life, and you're also working on your own healing, your own pain, your own issues, mm-hmm. and you have to free them. You have to go, if we're going to move forward, I can't keep tabs on everywhere you're going to go. I can't keep a record of right and wrong. You know, you have to really let go of punishing them. If you really want to have a relationship with them.
Yeah.
And I think that that's asking a lot of people.
Yeah. Well, if you don't have the trust, then the whole thing is
But can
is
it
over.
Be rebuilt? I mean, the reason I struggle with it and actually want to see redemption is because I look at God and I think mm-hmm. that it's a representation of our relationship with God. Because how often do we ignore God? We cheat on God, you know, let's say that quote unquote metaphorically speaking. There's a lot of things that God does in our life despite our behavior. Like, God is so good to us even when we're not good to him. And so it challenges me to want to, even not romantically, but in my friendships, have forgiveness and have a heart and attitude to them that there's redemption and whatever. I mean, I've hurt people in my life, some somewhat intentionally, sometimes just by default because of my mistakes. I guess what I'm saying is, like, kind of propelling the concept of forgiveness and restoration to even the darkest places. I mean, I think it's possible.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not saying it's easy. And like you asked me, would I forgive? I would hope so. Ask me when it happens, right?
Okay, I will.
Yeah.
Let's hope it doesn't for you.
Yeah, I hope it doesn't happen either.
Yeah.
I mean, I would hate to be. I would hate to have to go down that path.
Yeah.
You know, I also think I have the ability to cheat on my husband. I've never been married, but I see it in me.
Really?
Yeah. I don't think I ever would, but I have it in me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You kind of get, if you get honest with yourself and you get alone and you start realizing your emotions and your feelings and your thoughts and and I think I have the ability to cheat on my husband. Yeah. I had that thought the other day. I was like, man, I could do it.
Well, that's how you feel now, but if you were married, maybe you wouldn't feel the same.
Well, I think the sobering thought is that you go, okay, it's dormant.
Right.
If things were bad enough and there was enough distance between the two of us and I felt neglected and it has been going on for years and I have such a need for love and attention.
Right.
I can see myself not necessarily doing it, but I could see myself being tempted and who knows.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
That's why
you got to treat your wife well, right?
Yeah, you got to treat your husband well. I mean, the reality is, and I think some of the smartest pastors and that I've heard say, they're like, look, I'm not above infidelity. I am susceptible to it, just like anyone else.
Mm.
I think it's kind of coming to terms with our depravity. And if the climate and the atmosphere is right and you're vulnerable enough and things get hard enough, would you consider? Because I'll tell you what, living out in L.A. and being here 8 years, there's a lot of things that I would never have considered that I've considered.
Really?
Yeah. And I'm not saying that they're that bad compared to what other people consider bad.
Right.
But just for myself,
mm-hmm.
you know, I moved out here and there's a lot of things that I've looked long and hard at.
Like what? What are you talking about?
Well, I mean, I told you that I've done this, but I mean, so I was an escort, but in the truest form.
Not sexual.
Not sexually. Right. I mean, escorts aren't supposed to be sexual anyway, but I was paid to go on a business date with a guy for a function, okay? It was awkward. It was weird. Nothing happened sexually at all, but I can tell that he was attracted to me and that he thought that something could happen from it, but he never crossed the line. But I remember just thinking like, oh, I could do this and make money.
Yeah.
And I mean, I really thought about it. And then I thought about, oh, it's not bad. I mean, if I don't do anything sexually or whatever. But then, I mean, you start to try to trick yourself. Like, oh, it's a good way to make cash and this, that, and the other when I'm not booking gigs.
Yeah, and I would make a lot more if I went to bed with a guy.
But then I'm just telling you the way my mind worked was, oh, it's still manipulation in a way because I'm making this person feel that I'm really interested in them on some level, but it's a consumer-based relationship. They're paying me to like them.
Right.
Even if it's not sexual. Yeah, even if it's not sexual. Like, I even made it clear, like, I'm not going to act like I'm your girlfriend. This is not sexual. He's like, no, I just don't want to go alone.
Right.
It was very platonic. And so I was like, well, this really isn't bad. I mean, he knows that I'm not going to be affectionate with him.
Right.
Even in an emotional sense. But still, that is a slippery slope.
Yeah.
And I started thinking about it, and I really thought long and hard. I came up with a business plan. I started thinking about how I can hire my friends to do this for group activities.
Right.
And I've even put a different spin on it. I mean, I'm not even saying...
No, that's a great idea. You should do it.
No, my point is that, like, that's not why I moved out here. You know, you have to go back to your bigger picture, your bigger vision, and go, okay, this isn't the reason I moved out here.
Yeah.
You know, there's different jobs I can do. But I'm just saying, you get weak enough and you start seeing these different opportunities you didn't see before and you meditate on it and things get hard and you're like, oh, I can do this. You know?
Yeah.
I'm just identifying that we all have it in us.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. You know, I mean, I don't understand, you know, men paying money and, you know, just for a companion, you know. But maybe it was just to impress the people that he was with, you know, or... You know, he didn't want to go alone or something.
He said he didn't want to go alone. He was embarrassed.
Yeah.
I actually ran into him like a few months later at a coffee shop randomly. It was like awkward, but it was really nice. We had a good chat.
You run to everybody in coffee shops.
That's where I'm at.
That's where you hang out.
Yeah. Me and my laptop. I'm one of those, hey, look at me. I'm working on shit. No, I'm just playing. I think our guest may be here.
Okay. So. We'll take a short break. Very short. We'll be back right after this.
for the most entertaining talk anywhere. Stay tuned to LA Talk Radio, your real talk station. Your real 24 hours of commercial-free programming.
Trash rock. Let's get back to Sam and Kara in the morning. Right here on LA Talk Radio.
Let's just listen to this music. The hell with talking.
I want to get the wave. I want, like, starched bangs when I hear this, like, lots of spray.
I know. I start dancing.
I know. It's a weird feeling to see you dance, but I like it.
Yeah?
When you cuss and when you dance, it throws me off.
Because it's unusual for me? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, you're very straight-laced dude. So when you start saying mother effer and stuff like that,
mm-hmm.
you get, like, you turn into somebody different.
Yeah.
And then when you dance,
well,
cool.
I've got many sides to me.
Oh,
I'm
my gosh.
A colorful
really?
Person.
You're so complicated. I love it.
Yeah. So we have your friend here in the studio, Nick. Good morning to you.
Good morning to you.
How are you?
I'm pretty sort of tired.
Yeah, well, me too.
This is like way early for comics.
Yeah. Are you a night person?
I'm a big time night person. Really? I went to sleep at probably 5 in the morning.
Are you serious?
Last night.
Wow.
But I mean, when I have to get up, I get up and I'll be fine. Like that's, you know, caffeine and me go very well together.
I see. Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds cool. Are you originally from L.A.?
I am. I'm one of those rare people.
Yeah, very rare people.
I know. I think there's like 7 of us.
Really? There are like 7 of you guys.
Yeah.
And the funny thing, I'll let you get into it, but...
Yeah.
I met Nick at the Comedy Store a while back, and you do...
The World Famous Comedy
Store. The World Famous Comedy Store, which you're regular at, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you're like a Comedy Store staple.
Yeah, 4 or 5 nights a week.
4 or 5 nights a week. Try the fish. Really? Check them out. Try
we
the
don't
fish.
Have food. So you're
pretty,
God,
you're pretty popular there, huh?
Yeah, I do. I do all right there. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've been there since like 2003, so I've worked my way through the system.
Wow, that's a long time.
It's my home club. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
They're good to you there, right?
Yeah, yeah. They treat me very well.
They're good. They're good. But he's freaking. Anyway, we'll get into it. But you, I said before you came on the show, I was like, I don't really like mean spirited comics, but you know, Nick's a special case. Not that you're mean spirited.
Yeah.
But I said Nick makes fun. It is mean to all the people that I like. That I like that you make fun. You know what I mean? The people I want you to make fun of.
I know. I don't really. I was thinking about that too the other day. I was like, man, the last time we like really spoke or saw each other, I was doing all kinds of topical, like, you know, celebrity bashing, like, material and stuff.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm sure you've morphed or whatever.
Yeah, I don't really do that stuff anymore. And I was thinking about it the other day, and I'm like, maybe I should start. And then I'm like, I don't know, you know, like writing all that topical.
Well, it was just kind of the funny stuff of like. You know, you talk about people with their plastic surgery melting on the beach, and then you want to go in and, you know, ice skate over the plastic. I don't know. Obviously, your delivery is different, but it's
very
funny.
Morbid. I used to.
It was kind of morbid. Yeah. Did you get happy? Are you dating somebody?
No, actually, I just got out of a relationship. It's been a few months now, but yeah, when the relationship started, we were very happy, and then it got very bad, and then I was very unhappy, and then now I'm happy again.
Yeah, there
it's
you go.
Cycle.
You see, get out of a relationship, and you're happy again.
Yeah, I couldn't be happier.
Yeah.
Oh, really? So were you, I mean, so obviously everything starts off happy when you start a relationship.
Oh, yeah.
It's
Like my theory lately is like, not a theory, but like just like one of those like wishes that'll never come through where it's like, I wish that like you could just access all the crazy from the person like on date one.
Mm-hmm. Okay, download their issues.
Like right when you sit down and then like it could just come out like honestly, you know.
But don't you think if that happened, you'd never, never date anybody? You know?
You might not, but some people are like especially crazy, and you're like, that's just going to be a problem.
Yeah, you know what? This
like, if you're sitting down, like, eating, and then, like, for some reason, the glass of white wine shows up, and she bursts into tears for no reason, you're like, well, you're absolutely out of your mind.
Right.
Like, I got to get out of here.
But that usually comes out early, I think, no?
Sometimes.
Unless people know how to cover it up pretty well.
Well, my thing is, I like crazy chicks.
Do you?
Yeah. So, I think I got to work on that. Because in my head, I'm like...
You have to wonder why.
I don't know. I mean, that's probably what I have to work on. Because in my head, I'm like, they're so insane. But I'm like, in the beginning, I'm like, oh, they're so insane. I love it.
You know? What is it with the crazy thing? I know some guys like crazy, but like, what kind of crazy? Not like, oh, she's so fun. You mean like...
Well, that's what they are. It's like they're fun at first. You're like, they're so all over the place. You don't know what you're going to get. And then in the end, you just get crazy. Mm-hmm. Like, that's all that happens.
Oh, bummer. Yeah. So do you see yourself with like a librarian or accountant then? Well, I mean, are you going to start going to
see, I tried that route too. I'm like, I'm going to get like a nice normal. But there's no normal. There's no such thing as normal.
No, there's not.
Yeah. We're like, well, she's, you know, like a librarian or like a lawyer or something. Like a normal job doesn't necessarily mean a normal person.
That's so true. So what was the demise of the relationship?
It was just like a lot of fighting and arguing and just, you know.
About like where you're going to eat or what? Or like, you know,
just about everything.
You didn't update your Facebook status that you were like in a relationship because that'll tear it down.
I did that. Like after a while, I finally caved in. But I won't do that in the future.
Ever?
I want to keep those two worlds separate. Because my Facebook and Twitter account, which is NICKYOUSSEF. Yeah, those are like for work, you know. It's like
okay. Well, that you can get away with that. But if you're like, I was dating a normal dude.
Yeah.
And he like held off on like updating his status.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, fuck that. Then I was like, then I'm not gonna, you know, I'm not gonna update. But then I was like, it was kind of like a Mexican standoff. Like, okay, who's gonna do this? Who's gonna? And a couple months in too, it wasn't like 3 weeks. Oh my gosh, we're getting married. It was definitely like, you know, we are emotionally bonded, you know?
Yeah. If you have, like, if your Facebook friends are friends you know, it's like
they're
going to
figure
out you're dating.
They're not doing comedy. They're normal. Like, they're normal. They should be updating it and telling the world about me.
That's what you wanted.
Well, from a normal person, yeah. I mean, I'm not going to do that because, like, you, I'm churning out a lot of other stuff. I don't, you know, I'm not going to be like, hey, he's got blue eyes. Check him out. But I want him to be like, oh, my gosh, this girl is so amazing. This and that.
But can he just tell his friends that when he sees them in real life?
Not if he's normal, no. I want it on the status.
You want it online.
I want the freaking Facebook update.
Yeah, but you know,
would you even want the profile picture to be of you and him?
No, I'm not that controlling. Okay. I just want him to be excited about me hardcore.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want it to be like, yeah.
No, but he's right. Your picture would be with him.
My picture? No, it's the Kara show. No.
Yeah.
No, it's the Kara show. Like, it's not going to be like, I don't do background.
Yeah, I don't get the relationship statuses on Facebook at all, especially for people that date, you know, because you change it every day, you know, and some people do that. Today I'm single, tomorrow I'm in a relationship. And
yeah, the next day it's complicated.
I think you should hold off. I mean,
you should hold off for a while.
Hold off and make sure it's the real deal,
you know.
But, I mean, you know, you're 6 months down the road and that person's still like, hey, ladies, I'm single. And they're not like, you're doing it obviously for work, but there's some dudes that are like, they're rocking a normal job and they want to look single. Well, you need to figure out, do you want to be single or do you want to be in a relationship?
You know what I found out? Like, Facebook can be a good way to figure out how crazy people are sometimes.
I want to hear that.
Because because sometimes their status updates are just a huge tell where you're like, you know, I'm happy, I'm crying, I'm sad, I'm happy, life is good, life sucks again, and you're like, good Lord, like what happened in the last 6 hours to where you updated that much?
Yeah.
But sometimes even like you meet a girl or something like that, and you're like, yeah, you know, she seemed cool.
Uh-huh.
Then you go home and you like you see her Facebook and it like says met a cool guy tonight, and you're like, hell yeah, that's me, okay. But then like an hour later, her status goes from like single to it's complicated. You're like, all right, she's clingy, I gotta get out of here.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like,
that's actually a good way to
to figure out some stuff about people.
Yeah, it really is, you know. And there's no privacy anymore, you know, everybody can look you up before they go on a date, and you know.
Yeah.
And not just Facebook, but I mean on the internet period, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think in your position, keep it neutral. I think it's good. But I mean I think if the person's normal, maybe they should be, you know, throwing the party on Facebook.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's just up to each individual.
So what you're trying to tell me is Facebook wasn't what destroyed you guys. It was
not at all.
Okay, perfect. Okay, no. Well, Facebook's fine. So what was her issue and your issue? She was crazy. Like, what crazy? Like, she had a tick?
She wasn't like insane. She wasn't like that. It wasn't like she was insane and unmanageable. But she was, you know, there's just a lot of fighting, like jealous stuff, and then like, you know, she didn't get what I did really. She never fully grasped what I do. You know, like I have to be out late. I travel on a whim. You know, we can't like. I don't always have money. You know, there's periods of time where it's like, call these commercials. And then other times where I'm like, do I need to start waiting tables again? Like, what the hell is going on?
Yeah, absolutely.
What, can I cuss? I can't cuss.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
I'm not going to try to, but the F-bomb almost came out.
I already
out.
Had one out.
Right.
It's not even my style, but when you know you can do it, you're like, yeah.
Anyway. It's so difficult to date, like, civilians. Like, it really is. People that don't act or do comedy.
It's funny, because porn stars call us civilians, you know?
Yeah.
And now you're talking about comedy as well. Is that how you guys refer to people that are not comedians?
Well, not, I guess not in entertainment.
Right.
Yeah, not entertainment.
Not that like, we're better than regular. I mean, I'm still a regular.
I think it's just the odd hours. It's the it's the fluctuation with finances. It's the not knowing. It's emotionally and psychologically how much it takes out of you, right? Because you're going after your dream. I mean, 99.9% of people don't do that. Let's be honest.
Yeah, a lot of people don't.
Yeah,
but
they don't.
But it doesn't make, like, that. One of the things that really bugs me about people is like, because this is like a kind of like a job, like any other job. Sure, you're pursuing a dream, and it's way more difficult than if you were like, I'm going to go to school, get this degree, and apply for work.
Yeah, there's no blueprint.
Yeah, I just hate when actors and we're so much better than
regular
people.
Oh, I love being better. Really?
We're taking these risks that no one else is taking. It's like, fuck, no, you're not. Like, there are people, like, my dad took a big risk moving from the Middle East to come here and move his entire family and work, like, 70, 80-hour work weeks. Like, that's a risk.
Yeah.
Like, quit acting like you're better, but it's not better. It's just different. It's just someone that works from 9 to 5 and has set hours and totally understands their own lifestyle, where there's not going to be surprise, like, got to go to Chicago or San Francisco or here out of nowhere.
Yeah.
I might not get a paycheck in 2 weeks. Like, they know their life. And sometimes when you date these people, this happened more than once, they're like, I don't get it. Like, why do you have to go? You're like, well, because I want to eat next week. Or I want to do stand-up, so I need to go here.
Yeah.
And I need to go, like, you know, perform and stay out till 3 a.m. or whatever.
Yeah, well, that's hard with relationships, you know.
Even with friends.
Yeah.
Sometimes friends are just like, you never hang out. It's like, well, I can't.
Yeah.
You know?
So you work there almost every day, huh? I mean, are you able to make a living off of this?
Comedy and
acting, right?
And like commercials and, like, you know, random bit parts.
Yeah.
Right. But you wouldn't take an office job or anything.
Not unless I had to. Yeah. I mean, yeah, take some random wait, something like waiting tables, which is flexible. You can
That's
still travel.
True. You can do that. Yeah.
I would love to confidently say that I would never ever have to do that again. That'd be the best. Where I'm like, never again. Screw
wait
you.
Tables.
Yeah. Just go sit down and order food instead of hand it out.
Yeah.
Gosh, don't you learn so much waiting tables? I feel like I just saw the most ugliest side of humanity waiting tables because people become so entitled and they become so like they're a king or queen or something. And a lot of people that don't have power in their normal life,
right?
You sit them down with a menu and it's like, oh, they're going to work you. Some of them do. Some of them are great, but you know, people become weird power tripping and you're like, dude, it's just food. I wake up, I go up to the table. I'm like, hey guys, how's it going? Waters are on me tonight. Don't stress. It's on the house.
Yeah.
But like, look.
Yeah, open with a joke.
Yeah,
nice
perfect.
Icebreaker.
And then I'll be like, look, just to let you know, I'm a little busy. So just put your order in now. I probably won't get you the side of sour cream. Paco over there is going to help you out. And I really mean it, but I'm doing it as a joke, but I'm really like, it's like a disclosure.
Yeah.
But really what I find is that people become very, if something goes wrong, I'm like, look, I can't get emotionally invested in your food. I really can't. Like, what do you need? I'm not going to argue with you. Like, what do you need? But they want you to emotionally labor with them. Like, they don't want you just to problem solve. They want it rice over like mashed potatoes. They want you to emotionally invest and feel their pain and feel how wrong they were.
There's a lot of lonely people out here.
Dude,
I think that when they go to a restaurant, they're like, oh my God, human contact.
Absolutely. You
know, I don't know what that is, but I think they go hand in hand because like people will come in and they'll want to start ordering the waiter around and like getting like, you know, having power trips and things like that because the waiters don't care either. They're kind of just like, nah, it's just a stupid job until, you know, I get on television or whatever. And then that angers the customer and then the customer gets, and then the waiter hates them and then it just goes back and forth.
Yeah.
Forever.
Yeah, it's terrible when you have to do things you don't like to do, you know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So how long have you been doing comedy?
A while. I started in the summer of 2000.
Really?
Yeah, I was 18.
Really? Did you always want to do that or is it something that came up?
Well, it's hard to say always when you were 18, so probably like 3 years before when I was 15. Uh-huh. Something like that, 14, 15,
yeah.
I don't know. It's a very cliche, it's a cliche thing. Well, it's like, you're funny, you should do comedy. I'm like, cool, I hate thinking about working regular work in an office, so I'll give that a shot.
Yeah.
See how that goes.
So, but that's not easy being a comic, huh? I mean, I was watching America's Got Talent last night, and these people try their hand at comedy, and each one of them got booed off the stage, you know? And as opposed to the singers and some other performers, but comedy, it's easy to bomb.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. With music, it's like you can ignore it and have it still. Because like, when I go to I go to a lot of concerts, and half the time, if I'm not really into a song or whatever, if it's like some opening band, I don't know, I don't sit there and boo and whatever. I just turn to my friend and go, hey, so how was work today? And we just start talking and we wait till it's over. Comedy, it's like every 10 or 15 seconds, you got to be like making them laugh or at least keeping their interest. Because otherwise the room gets quiet, and then people get uncomfortable, and then someone's drunk and goes, you suck, and then you have to yell at them.
I had a couple ladies that I was at a club. It was predominantly pretty much all black people, and these two chicks were in the back, and they were high, and they were yelling through, like, everybody's set. Now, thank God the laughs kind of overtook their, you know, their highness. But they were just, you know, not even in reality. Like, it's not even like a heckler. You can kind of try to heckle back or, you know, shut them up. They're in their own little world. So I got them on stage. I said, how do you guys help me out with this?
You took them on
stage. They had fun. It turned out fun, actually. I mean, maybe not the best technique in the world, but brought them on stage. I was like, ladies, come on. Let's do this.
See, I go the other way. Like, if people start heckling, I'll mess with them a little bit. But then my goal is to drive them towards the door. I'm like, if you're going to keep heckling me. Yeah, that kind of, like, disrespect where it's like, no, I want you going that way. Like, I won't kick them out, but I want to get them upset enough to where they end up
leaving. So you go to town, you do, like, a heckle-off?
Yeah, you just kind of come, you know.
Yeah, I know. I've seen you.
Go back and forth.
Nick's got a ruthless slide. He gets on stage. I think the thing with comedy is that you're really trying to have a shared experience and a connection with the audience. So you can't.
Yeah, of course.
So like with music, you can kind of be in your world of doing your music and not necessarily be so in tune if the audience is feeling it or not. You just hope that they are. Because I do music too, so it's a different gear.
Why is that? Because I just don't really care about it.
You ever wanted to...
No.
No?
What was the end of your question?
Why? I want to hear it.
I mean, I don't know. I don't have any... I'm not like, ah, it's worship.
You're not,
I just don't really care for it. I don't, like... From what I don't know that much about it, so I can't be like, well, let me pick it apart and give
you.
But
you, like, you gave a quick answer. I want to know where the heat's coming.
Just because
from.
A lot whenever the auditions start coming around, everyone starts asking. So now I know, like, yeah. You know, when you hear.
Well, it's relevant. It's on. You know.
Oh yeah, I'm not being like, how dare you? You know.
No. I just want to know.
I just knew where I was like.
It's just like I sing and people are like, oh, American Idol every 2 seconds.
Right. So
it's
yeah.
The same thing. If you do comedy, people are like, oh.
Now would you do American Idol?
I auditioned actually, and I'll never do it again.
Right.
And there was literally like 20,000 people there.
Yeah, I mean, I saw
it's
like
different. It's like you can. There's a lot of great singers too. So.
I saw like there was a commercial or some like a commercial online or something like that. And there was, like, a clip of, like, the line of people, like, mm-hmm. that were standing outside of wherever or whatever club they were doing at. And you could see, you're like, at least 40% of these people are literally homeless. Like, they're just in rags, and they're just, like, they're bums. Mm. And you're like, how serious could an open casting call like that really be? And, like, from what I hear, you do, like, a minute of stand-up in front of a couple judges and stuff. It's, I don't know. And then, like, I think a few years ago, they had, like, people in a house, and you're like... Is this really about stand-up comedy? I'm like, I don't know. I just didn't really care for it.
Yeah, I actually agree.
Yeah.
I mean, some people like it, and that's fine. You know, some people want to do it. I've had friends audition for it, and I'm not, like, trying to tell them not to. It's like, yeah, go for it. You might win.
Yeah, that's really cool. Yeah.
Now, I looked you up on YouTube, and you got a couple things on there, right?
Yeah.
Is there one, like, in the improv? Is that you?
There's a couple, yeah. I think.
Music Snobbery?
Yeah, that'd be one. Okay, that was all Chicago improv stuff.
Yeah, let's listen to that for a second. Listen to you in action.
Yeah, they're done.
This is weird.
They've got, like, the way of the arcade and the roller rinks and, like, monogamy. Like, it's really, they're just done. No more. It's sad. My friends get pissed at me when I buy CDs. They really do. I'm like, guys, I just bought this new album. They're like, whoa, you did what? You take that shit back to the record store, wherever the fuck those are. And then you come back here and you pirate your music illegally like a goddamn American. Good. See, it's like a weird thing to do, buy a CD. Go buy a CD tomorrow and then unwrap that shit in public. You're going to gather a crowd of people. Oh, man, those are like weird looking frisbees, right? What are those called? They look like flat silver donuts. Is that possible? You know what I think those are? I think those are fucking pogs. I say that last line just so I can hear three people go, oh yeah, pogs. Oh, yeah. Nice. Little slammers. Waste of fucking time. I'm 12 years old. I'm like, I will never, ever let go of these. This game will last forever. I used to be a music snob. Like one of those guys that you can't get along with. You know, like, if you didn't like what I liked, I didn't like you. That was me at like 19 or 20, you know what I mean? Like people would say, I'm like, oh, what do you listen to? And they're like, well, you know, I'm pretty into Nickelback. I'm like, oh, cool. You just dropped the musical N-bomb. I think you should play.
Go ahead. That's pretty funny stuff,
Nickelback.
Man.
I hate Nickelback.
Thank
yeah,
you.
You're
yeah,
good.
That's funny.
You're good.
Nickelback.
So do you have like regular fans that come in and see you, or is it pretty much different people every night?
Well, what's weird, like, because mostly I perform at the Comedy Store in West Hollywood, and there's some people that go there. There's like regular audience members that seem to like know a lot of the comics that go there, and sometimes like people will walk by you in the hall and be like, "Hey, man, when are you on?" And you're like, "Who are you?" You don't even know who they are. And I'm like, "Oh yeah, I come here every once in a while, and you're funny and all that." And you're like, "Oh cool."
Yeah.
And then here and there, like on Facebook and stuff, people will like message me and be like, "Hey, when are you performing next?" You know, I want to come see and stuff. Like, I started a fan page or a comedy page or whatever for that, but, and I'll, like, post shows on there and things like that. But, I mean, people will, find you online. It's a lot easier this way to do it,
you know, with
all the social media stuff.
Yeah. What's the longest comedy routine you ever did? Are they pretty long, your sets?
My longest period of time on stage?
Yes.
Probably, like, well, last weekend, I did probably like 50 minutes, 50-something minutes. I was headlining, and we have a Comedy Store in La Jolla, and I was headlining the weekend there.
Wow, that's
but probably
a lot
between
of material,
that
huh?
and an hour, yeah.
And you remember all of it?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's the hard part.
Hopefully,
I think,
I don't forget it halfway through. I'm like, wait, what do I like? What do I care about?
yeah. I have a funny story. So I didn't see Nick for a while. I don't know. I just wasn't running into you. And then I got it's actually kind of fun, but it was one of those, like, I went from being a sales director for our company they dissolve the sales staff, and I'm like, well, Mama needs a job. I end up getting a job at a burger joint. It's actually good. It's called Oinkster's.
It's actually a pulled pork pastrami.
It's freaking... Well, there's burgers, too, and their burgers are the bomb. I was still in this... I can't believe I just got this job type... But I was in that... I just can't... I was in that mode of, like, this isn't my life. I can't believe I'm working at a place where I'm going, hey, you want to make that a combo? Mm-hmm. I'd be like, hey, do you want to make that a regular combo or Oinkster combo? Do you want regular fries or piggy fries? Oh, because the piggy fries are so good.
My God.
I wasn't used to being in that zone right now. I was, I was still kind of in that I'm too good for this type mentality. And it was so it was like the first day of work, and I'm just like not knowing where shit is, and I see Nick walking with some girl. I'm like, there's no fucking way I'm going out there. No, he's cool. You wouldn't care. You'd be like, hey, whatever. But I was still.
Well, also I would have been like, hook me up with some free shit.
there you go. Let's
make that happen.
So I went in the back, and I did not want to come out. And I even told him this later. I was like, hey, what's up, people? And she's like, can you go out there and, like, run food? I was like, actually, I can't. And I'm, like, acting like I'm scrubbing a fridge. I'm like, can you just not let me go out there right now?
Can you not scrub that clean fridge out there?
Can we just give me 15 minutes to just gather my thoughts? I'm being honest. It was a humbling experience because it took me a while to kind of go, oh, okay, this is what I'm doing.
Did you have to wear a uniform and a funny hat or something?
It was actually normal, just jeans and a shirt, but I did have a hat on. But no, you just feel like I'm asking people, do you want to make it a combo, Sam? Come on. Mm-hmm. You got to kind of humble yourself to go, okay, this
you
is
really
cool.
Do.
It's okay. I want another garlic aioli. Well, that's actually 50 cents. I'm not paying for it. Well, listen, can you give him a garlic aioli? Like, this was going on. Guy would be like, hey, can you wrap up half my sandwich for here and have to go? I said, well, we're just going to put it, we'll just give you a to-go box. Mm-hmm. Well, how hard is it just to wrap up for here and have to go? I'm like, well, I can ask you the same question. Like, how hard is it just to...
I would have quit that job.
You know, it's like, really, we're going to have a 30-minute conversation about just put it in the box and go. This happened a lot. I got in a lot of trouble, though. But that's how it always happens.
Yeah. Well, you're not working there anymore.
No, not anymore. Thank you, Sam.
Food service is really hard work. You know, I mean, in my teens, I used to work in, like, fast food and that. And it's just, like, the worst.
Yeah.
It really is. Because people get, like, so spoiled with the shit they want, and they demand it, you know? And I can imagine at Starbucks, you know? I could never work at Starbucks with all
Starbucks.
The requests, the special requests and
mean
shit.
Mean Dirty Green.
I'd throw the fucking cup at the customer.
I had a friend, he went postal. People go... See, what happens in these jobs is if you stay too long and it's not your calling, okay, you're going to go postal. You're going to get itchy. You're going to be abusive to people.
Yeah.
And so I had a friend of mine who, this lady was like, is a Starbucks. She was like, oh, can you heat it to 160? Okay. Can you put three Splendas in it? Okay.
That kind of stuff.
Can you stir it for me? He goes, lady, you want me to drink it for you too? Shit. He said that to her.
Really?
And then this lady kept bringing it back because it was too cold. He walks over and he says, burn the motherfucker. And he's this big black guy.
Burn the motherfucker.
And she heard it and the kid was there. She had a kid.
See, sometimes I like that kind of because at least places like all those good corporate places are like, at least they're pretty speedy as far as service. Like, I don't even like Starbucks. Like, this coffee right here is just some random place when I pulled off the freeway.
Mm-hmm.
I go to the independent little support the little guy, and usually their coffee's better. So I go to this one place, like, out where I live in Silver Lake, Los Feliz. So I go there to get coffee, and it's one of those independently run places, and I'm like, yeah, I'll do this. But the problem with those sometimes, especially when you might be running late for something in the morning, is like this guy's working there by himself. He's like grilling a panini and like making a coffee and brewing a tea for this lady.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then there's like – and it's usually like local regulars that come in. And while this is all going on, he's having a conversation with one of the customers. And there was two people in line after her. I'm like, this three-person line will take 40 minutes.
Yeah.
And normally I'd be like, that's totally fine because I'm probably going to sit here and read the New York Times anyway. But in this case, I'm like, you know what? And this is a situation where Starbucks is in order because those people are like so burnt out and robotic. It's like, I don't mind yelling at them if I have to. It's like, hey, guy, let's make the coffee happen.
Yeah,
I got to get to the valley.
Yeah, but you're going
to
feel bad about this dude, right?
Yeah, I would feel bad going like, dude, can you – because that's not their thing there.
You're like, Chuck, can you just wrap it up a bit? Hey, work on that latte.
Yeah,
like,
you can't
feel,
say
you're
that.
You're going to feel like shit.
Yeah.
So yeah, Starbucks, they don't apologize at all.
Yeah, which was why I wouldn't feel bad being like, hey, guy, are you going to serve the coffee? Or like, what's going on?
No.
Yeah.
Working at Starbucks, there's this lady came in. I even remember her name. I can't remember, but I won't say it on the radio. But she would come in and bring like her own – honey and things, and there was a process of doing her drink. Well, we would all, when she'd get in line, we'd all run to the back, and whoever was left was the person that had to do it. Well, we had a guy named Don who was really slow, and he was actually missing a finger.
Oh my God.
So he was a little slow on the bar. He was missing a finger, and he gets stressed out really easy. So we ran, and he was left having to make her drink, and she left, and she just expects her drink to be made. He didn't know how to make it.
Yeah.
She comes back. She's like, "What the hell is going on here?" He's like, "Look, I don't know how to make a drink." She's like, "You're playing games with me. Make my drink." And then finally she's yelling at him. He's like, "Look, I can't make your drink, lady," with his finger missing. You know, he's yelling at her. And finally one of the guys that he's working with walks out. He goes, "Listen." He goes, "You know, relax." She goes, "Hey, why are you taking his side?" She goes, "Look, I don't go to a steakhouse and bring my own steak and tell him how to cook it." Because yeah. She brought like her own milk. She goes, "That's a low blow."
She called it a low blow.
She goes, "That's a low blow," because she'd bring in her own milk.
What,
you know?
What kind of milk was it?
I don't
like. Did she
know.
Make it like milk a cow in her backyard?
Probably.
This is the freshest milk ever.
This is, and it's specific to LA too. I think it's so worse here because I worked at it in Texas, but it's so worse.
Yeah, well, they get us used to it. You know, I mean, Starbucks tells you you can order whatever you want, so people do. You
yeah.
know, and but as the person that works there, I would go out of my mind. You know.
I think you're breeding.
Also,
just you know, take the standard and shut up. You know, whatever's on the menu.
I mean, you kind of have to alter their coffee because it sucks. It tastes like shit. It's so bad.
Really? I like it. What do you get?
Just regular drip or like a
you
red
can't
eye.
After that shit, you go small, medium, large.
Well, I mean, as far as like bringing your own milk or having them heat something, like their coffee does not taste that good. You go there when you don't have any time in the day and you're like, whatever, just give me the caffeine.
Just give it to me. Give me the juice.
Yeah.
No, I hear you, man. No, it was an interesting job working there. So thank God that's in the past.
Yeah. How long did you work at Starbucks?
I worked there for 3 years, actually.
Three fucking years, man. That's
years
a long
of my
time.
Life. Me and Dirty Green. I got in so much trouble there. I always get in trouble at all my jobs. Like that Wankster job.
Uh-huh.
Freaking, I wore glitter to work on Halloween weekend. They were like, "Oh, hell no." I was like, "Oh, hell yes." And they said, "No, it's going to fall on the fries." I said, "No, listen, I was a makeup artist. This is an adhesive glitter. It's not." I mean, I got into a technical argument about the kind of glitter I was wearing. And she tried giving me attitude. I was like, "Bitch, I got Halloween parties to get to.
Right.
We need to wrap this up. Am I fired? Are we staying?" And like the fries, you know, when you have a tray and you've got the fries on the tray, well, the ones that would fall off onto the tray, I was like, "I'm going to eat them because they're so good.
They're going to go in the trash otherwise."
So I'm going to eat them. So I would always be eating like fries, which that shit adds up, let's be honest.
Right.
But they'd be like, "Oh, you can't be eating the fries." I'm like, "Get over it. You know, starving kids and stuff." Obviously, I'm not starving, but still.
Right.
But one time I was dropping off fries and took the fries that were left on the tray, went back to them, and dipped it in their own ketchup and ate it.
That's funny. Can I still drop your name there for a discount?
How
does that work?
Actually, we left in...
Like, remember Kara with the glitter? And they're like, "We don't take kindly to the glitter."
Yeah, the one eating the fries in the back.
Yeah.
I got in a lot of trouble, man. What are you going to do? Too much fun. I mean, those kind of jobs, you have to make it fun or you're going to lose...
You're going to flip out on some customer that wants, like, extra mustard or something.
You're exactly.
Like,
you're going to go...
And you throw mustard at them. Like, "Why'd you do that?" "Because it's fast food and I hate it. So here's your hat back."
Exactly. You got to get crazy with that shit. Seriously.
Yeah. So what are some of the things that you really address in your comedy? I mean, do you talk about politics at all, or is it more like relationships, men, women? I know that usually works well.
I used to talk more, like I was telling her earlier, I used to do more topical stuff and like political and pop culture and things like that. But now, I don't know, like the older I get and the more I do in my life, I kind of just talk more about just what's going on with me, like relationship, girlfriend stuff, and just my, you know, musings on that. And like I love music, so I would talk about music and stuff. I just like to talk about the things that I like, that interest me, that I care about. So and usually they nowadays reflect from me, as opposed to like, "Hey, this article in the newspaper will make a funny joke."
So it's more centered around your specific experiences and where you are.
I mean, I'm not opposed to doing that kind of stuff, just cause sometimes it's fun and like a joke pops up at you or whatever and you do it. But it's also like these days, because there's so much comedy like on, like, there's a million cable channels and all these like online stuff, like all these websites and stuff. There's like all kinds of comedy out there that's just based on random stuff. It's like, it's almost you're more unique on stage as a comic. And I've always felt this way about comedy. It's like, be yourself and talk about you.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But you can't be more unique as a comic than discussing yourself and stuff like that. Even though some topics are generic and whatever, like relationships. But I mean, your relationship's still different than that guy's and that guy's and that guy's and whatever.
And you observe different things and see the funny.
Speaking of the relationship, though, does she...
You're stuck on this, Kara. Let it go.
No, because you said you talk about it. So I want to know how does it work? Is she in your set? Does she know she's in your set? Does she meet you after your
set? When I was like dating her, I was doing stuff about us dating. And she at first she's like, you can't do that. And I was like, well, you can't stop me. I did it anyway. And then afterwards, I still do some stuff now. I have no idea if she knows or whatever. And, you know, who cares?
The breakup and stuff.
Yeah. That's another thing. You'd have to just learn to live with it. It's
So where do you meet women? I mean, at the comedy clubs and stuff?
Do you meet sometimes women? At shows and I do comedy so many nights of the week that I end up meeting. Yeah, that's where you end up meeting girls, whether they're like in the audience or just like they're friends of friends or whatever.
Like
or at bars, you know. Last call at a bar in Hollywood is like a great time.
Really?
Good time to clean up. Is it really?
No, I mean, it's sometimes, I guess. It can be.
Well, that's where I'm going on this
there
weekend.
There you go.
Yeah, this weekend.
I know as a female, like, dating guy comics, I did it once, won't do it again. That's the thing.
What was his name?
I will not say.
I know, I'm kidding.
No.
Just say it on air. There's only people listening.
But it's weird because, and he was a really great guy, but he was just, it's just the nature of what it is that you do. And I think that it's a boys club and it's just weird.
How long did you date for?
Dating's a strong word.
How long were you holding hands and making out by like the sunset?
I like that. Actually, okay, we met at the Laugh Factory I'd say about 4 years ago. And then it's been one of those like on and off kind of like, you know.
It's still on and off?
No, not anymore. Oh. No. But I realize being on the road, what it does to people's brains and how weird it is. And then just doing comedy and you're on stage and everybody loves you for your, you know, whatever, 30 minutes or an hour or whatever it is you do. And then you go back to real world and you don't know how to compromise. You don't know how to do relationships sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, so, but that's my experience as a female in the comedy world with comedy dude. Guys, though, being the comedy dude, meeting girls.
What are you trying to say right
now? I'm trying to get, do you date female comics? Has that been weird for you? Or I don't even think you'd have the same experience. I mean,
I've never dated a female comic. Like that, that's my girlfriend or whatever.
Okay.
I mean, you live in a small world. It's like, you know, you end up hanging out with like a lot of people and sometimes stuff happens or whatever. But I don't know that I could ever date another comic. I don't know. I might have friends that do it and have done it and some of their relationships are fine and whatever. But I don't know. I mean, I don't ever say never to stuff. Well, I will never, ever do this ever. And the next you end up, you know.
And I'm just curious because I know the dynamics. I only know for the dynamic from a female to male in that industry. Mm-hmm. I don't know what that would be for guys. Because girls aren't crazy, right? I mean, no, they aren't crazy. You like them crazy.
Yeah, we were saying girls aren't
I was saying, like, you know, like, guy comics are a little crazy. They're a little crazy, right?
Yeah, were the female comics.
Yeah. They're different. They're different.
They're different. They're unique.
They're unique. They're special. They're special.
Right.
No, absolutely. But, I mean, I was wondering if that dynamic is similar of, like, ooh, they're crazy. Like, you don't want to date a girl comic. I'm just curious if that has the same...
No, I don't really think of it that way.
I don't think it does either.
Yeah, I'm not like, well, I can't date a female comic. I have a lot of friends that are female comics and stuff, and, you know. But I just think it works better when you're just friends or you don't, like, start a relationship. Because then everyone, like, you know, people start talking about that. So-and-so's dating so-and-so. And then, you know, it just becomes a thing. And, a lot of comics, when they first start dating, they're like, shh, keep it a secret. And then they, you know, come out to the world, you know, later or whatever.
Yeah. But. I was doing the online dating thing.
What website?
We don't need to talk about it. Although,
are you still on it?
Maybe. And I found.
But you're cute. You can get guys. Why are you on a dating site?
I want a certain kind of guy, Nick. I don't
what kind of guy? Tell. Say it right now.
God-fearing
guy. I want a man who loves Jesus with all his heart.
Wow.
I do. I really do.
Okay. No, I know.
Would you know that? But no, I mean, that's not like a random guy I'm going to meet in L.A., so...
Right.
Anyway, so...
So are you on some, like, Jesus dating site?
I was, yeah.
That's exactly what she was. Yeah, wow. Go ahead.
Anyway. No, and then I was on a regular one.
Yeah.
And
full of sinners and atheists.
Oh, yeah.
And that wasn't going to work for you.
Well, they turned me on, though, because it's like the bad boy thing. But,
right.
And then you try to convert them the whole time. You're like, come on, Jesus is great.
You were?
No, I'm just playing. I always say you don't want to date... If you're not a believer, you don't want to date... Or you don't want to date a Christian. It's going to be annoying. It's going to be like a...
Oh, yeah, not at all.
No, you don't want to. It's going to be turn off. You're going to constantly be trying to save their soul. It's just not good. Just accept people where they are. Boom.
Right.
Anyway, so, but no, I did. I ran into a comic that knew me on a dating
site. On the site. That's
I was like,
hilarious.
Hey, what's up? Hey, when's your next show? Listen, can we just, you know, not talk about this? Not that it's embarrassing, but it's kind of personal. You don't want to.
Yeah, I'm sure whoever it was kept it to himself.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't want it.
Yeah, he doesn't want it. He was like, hey, everyone. I know you, right? And I was like, ooh.
See, I want to like, I want to go, I want to sign up for one of the sites.
Do it. It's
and
fun.
No, 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 not for, because like, just to see if I know anyone on there.
Oh, yeah.
And then kind of wink, be like, hey, man. But then people will think I'm actually on it and stuff. But.
Well, I mean, it's 2010, really. It shouldn't be like this.
Yeah, it's not really like.
It's not a big deal, but
yeah,
it's still a personal thing, right? But what I noticed is going out on dates, and at first mm-hmm. I was telling people, oh, yeah, I'm on a radio show, and this mm-hmm. is where it is. And that turned bad quick.
Really?
Well, it just, they'd listen, they'd feel like they knew me or something, and I didn't really know them. And, you know, certain shows we have are kind of revealing, and I'll be like, yeah, blah, blah. And it, so it was a really weird kind of thing. So
yeah.
It wasn't like that big. They didn't turn stalker or anything, but I could tell it was just kind of a one-sided way to get to know somebody is they listen to a show and they feel like they have intimate details, and you're still like, oh, what's your favorite color?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, that kind of thing.
That's
but
true.
But I would use the, I've talked a lot about the shitty dates I've been on here.
Oh, that probably scares the hell out of them.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I don't want to be that guy.
So now I won't even say if I'm on, like, I'll just be like, oh, I do entertainment or something like that. I won't tell them I'm in a show.
Yeah. Sam, are you married or something?
Yeah, I'm married.
How long?
5 years now, 6 years.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. 5, 6, who knows? Who's counting?
Yeah. That's another rare thing, people that are married.
Yeah, there you go, you know, especially in L.A. But I seem to have found my soulmate, I think.
Good.
Aw, yeah. That's so sweet.
Who knows?
That's great.
Sometimes I wonder, though, but...
You might not wonder on air, so you can be like, what the hell does that mean?
Yeah, don't wonder too hard.
Yeah. But no, I miss the single life. I miss going out and, you know, different women and stuff like that. I think every man has it in him, you know. But yeah, you know, I mean, you kill part of yourself and then you move on, you know.
The single part.
Yeah, the single part. Yeah. You can't be married and be thinking about that stuff, you know. Just.
You have to be done with that chapter of your life. It's just so much. It's just easier to be single in this line of work.
And in the city, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, because the city's full of people in this line of work, so it just
and
lends
that's true.
Yeah.
Well, that and it's just a high paced, fast paced, high stimulus kind of thing where you're constantly self focused. I think it's the thing. The city is, everybody's kind of got their own little empire they're working on, and so mm-hmm. it's harder if you're trying to share your life with somebody.
Yeah.
And you've got like, no, I got business cards, I got a fucking mixer, you know, or whatever it is.
Right.
You're on your mission. Versus,
your tunnel vision.
It's tuna night at house or whatever.
Right.
Tuna night nasty. You're really living it up if Friday nights are tuna night.
Right.
Yeah. But anyway, no, I think it's a very individualistic society and everybody comes here with whatever. And so it's easier to be single.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, I don't know. I guess whatever, wherever you are, grass is greener. That's always going to be there, right?
What is?
Grass is greener. It's always going to be there. So it doesn't matter if you're single or married. You're always going to kind of think that there's something there that you want that's going to be happy.
Yeah.
And you'll be happier. So I think a lot of single people would want to be in relationships and then, you know.
Yeah. No, I mean, you know, relationships are pretty good. You know, when you want to settle down, obviously, you know, you don't want the wildlife and everything. That's a good thing. But I think the only reason you should marry someone is if you feel you want to be with them for the rest of your life, you know.
Yeah.
No other reason will work.
Well, and they let you sleep with other women.
Yeah.
Like, if that's one
exactly,
of the reasons.
That,
then you're like, well, you're my soulmate.
There you go.
Then and then you marry that awesome,
like,
awesome, wonderful person.
This is going to work. I had a guy. I told the guy, I said, look, I felt like we had more of a friend vibe, not feeling it on that level. But, hey, you know, it was good. Really, he didn't pay for the bill. So that was part of it.
But did he not pay, or was he like, let's split it?
He wanted me to pay. And then
Whoa.
We went to, let's split it, and then he like wanted to like kiss me and stuff. I was like, no, like
Jeez.
It just shut down. And I'm like, that's a friend to me. That's a friend. I mean, second date, you're trying to pull Dutch.
Right. Yeah.
Like we're not gonna have a relationship. It's just not gonna happen. Don't get mad at me. I'm not a money digger. It's just the way it is.
Yeah.
So but no, he tries doing this whole thing. Well, because I said, and I didn't even bring it up because there's no way to say, hey, you're cheap without me looking like a gold digger. So I was like, I think it's more of a friend vibe is what we're going for here. And he did this whole thing like, yeah, well, we're just in different places in our life. I'm like, okay, like I said, just a friend vibe.
And yeah, you're like, I have money and you obviously don't.
Yeah.
You're in two different places.
And you're an asshole.
Right. And he goes, well, yeah, I guess you're not really ready to be serious about dating. I'm like, why are we? I said, how does this come into the conversation? I just felt a friend vibe. Yeah, well, I kind of feel like you're maybe more into having fun. You just want to have fun. Like, you don't look like you want to settle down. And then I stop. I like, first of all, just take it like a man. Just take it like a man. I'm not feeling it. Just, you know, don't throw your little stones. Don't get all pissed. it's life. Not everybody's going to be the right fit for people. Like, move on, grow up. Don't have time to, you know, emotionally build you up. Second of all, though, I was like, the word settle down, too, just sounds like settle down. It just sounds like, like you're pushing down, you know? It's like, why does that have to be a marriage anyway? Why can't you guys go live it up married? You know, why does it have to be settled down? Mm-hmm. You know the concept?
Maybe he figured that's what the woman wants to hear.
Because, I mean...
why don't you go live it up? Live it up! Margarita night!
He's living it up as a single guy's thing, or single girl's thing. That's when you're like, random trip to Vegas, let's go to Cabo, let's, you know, stay up all night, not have to answer to anybody's
anything.
Exactly,
fuck the guys, you know, and guys can't travel like that. Guys are totally distracted by the women.
I mean, like...
but women can do that.
What if you guys, like, go on trips and... or do, like, you know, go ride your bikes or go, like, do fun things.
Oh, where does the living out the women. Where does the living it up part come in?
Just doing stuff.
Riding our bike?
No, it's just doing stuff, you know? Like, traveling or whatever, or doing random
But you
things.
Can't go do that with all your friends, because then your girlfriend's going to be like, what about me? Why don't you ever go out with me? And
I think you can be in a relationship and have your... individualism still to a degree, and I think that that's healthy. Like, you guys do your own thing, and then you guys go out with friends, but you don't have to be like attached at the hip.
Yeah, that sounds like a perfect relationship, but those don't exist. I don't know if you knew that.
Not on this planet.
not in this world. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, I understand that, and that sounds like a great relationship,
right?
And like, I know people that have that, but there's still some level of settling down you have to do. You know, like, you can't whenever you want just hang out with your guy friends and. You know, like
because that's respecting your person. You gotta like, you can check in with them and stuff. But I mean, there still needs to be, I think, a level of freedom and spontaneity and like doing stuff. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah.
That's the way.
Like movie night can only happen a few nights. You can't have movie night all the night. You know?
Or like one set night. It's not like every Friday is movie night. Then you get into this boring routine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. I agree with that.
Yeah.
So how long have you guys known each other now?
Nick and I are so close. Actually, I don't know Nick super well, but we've met, I think, about 3 years ago.
Well, there was a period of time where you were doing shows in, like, the belly room of the
comedy
store. That's how we met initially.
Yeah, I stopped going to the comedy store.
Yeah.
Comedy store, you know, I mean, I don't have to tell you. You've been there.
You're not a fan.
It's not that I'm not a fan. I just don't think it's a fit. It's kind of like like the porn of comedy, in a way. Like, it's a...
okay.
He's like, I don't want to strike a chord. I know this is your hometown. But, but no, it's not that there's not great comics there. There are.
But the tone
is very kind of... for somebody that didn't really penetrate it, it's kind of a...
it's more of like a rock club, comedy club type.
Yeah.
You know, the vibe is...
I don't know. I kind of feel like it's got a dark, dark vibe.
Yeah, I've heard people say that.
But
I don't know.
But if you're in it, and those are your buds, and you don't see that side of it, because you're probably like, oh, that's all I know, or this is all I know. You're probably like, whatever, get over it. But it just wasn't, and it just really wasn't the best fit for me. But I'd still go back and do it, you know, but I just wouldn't do it as much as I...
Right.
You know, like, you're there, like, every freaking night of the week, right?
No, like, I think back when we met each other, I might have been, like, that was before I became, like, a regular. I might have been, like, working there as an employee, because all the employees there... or a lot of them are aspiring comics, or like up-and-coming, up-and-coming comics, like working their way through the system.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I might have been doing that, or I was just, I'd just gotten made a regular. So I was there like all the time, like pretty much every night.
Mm-hmm.
So I would like, you know, work there and do a spot later in the night or earlier in the night or, you know.
Yeah.
So I was really trying to get myself ingrained, you know, and like and involved there. So I was there a lot. But yeah, we'd run into each other like doing belly room shows and stuff, and then you ended up like stopping, like putting a, you know, a halt to that.
Yeah.
And then I didn't see you forever, and then I got that Facebook message from you.
I ran into you randomly running and jogging a few times.
Yeah, I remember that. And then the Oinkster thing, that's when you sent me a message where it was like, you're like, hey, I saw you here.
I think I ran into him running a few times. I was like, you know, like working it out, and then burger joint. So we've got a big history of friendship as a result.
Oh, yeah, we're way
so
back.
Close.
There you go.
Yeah.
And if you ever want a banger, you have to go through God. Okay.
I know. I got to okay it with Jesus.
Yeah, just to let him know.
Well,
so
you know,
he knows who the gatekeeper is.
The gatekeeper.
Right. The guy with the key. To the.
All right. So everybody go see Nick at the Comedy Store, right?
Yes, please. Good nights are Thursdays and Saturdays. And you can find out about stuff like that on Facebook.com/StandUpNick or on Twitter at NICKYOUSSEF.
Sounds good. Well, you definitely sound funny. I mean, I'd like to catch you sometime.
Yeah, whenever you like.
Yeah.
Whenever you like.
Yeah.
He's funny. He's freaking
Have you seen him perform?
Oh, yeah, no. We've done shows together. Yeah.
Really?
He's really great. I love Nick. I love his crowd work. I like his stuff. I'm just freaking awesome. Check him out. Nick. Do you want people to go and vote on that thing or no?
Oh, no, that's all right.
Okay, never mind. Nothing to vote on.
No voting.
That's like
no voting today.
Check on Facebook.com/
Although, I'd like that video. I'm a big fan of it. So, LaughFactory.com's website. Go to Fresh Faces if you like, and I have a video up on there. It's actually topical. That's why I'm like, oh, it's going to go away soon.
I hear you.
Yeah.
I want to see it. I'm gonna click and...
Yeah, do it. Watch it.
I'm going to click right.
And then click yes.
Nick and click it.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. You're
thank
a lot
you
of
for
fun.
Having me.
For sure, for sure.
Thank
anytime.
You.
You're invited anytime.
Awesome.
And Kara, thank you so much.
Well, see, I'm going to have fabulous
tomorrow is Thursday, so we'll be here live. And everybody, thank you for joining us. We'll be back here tomorrow.
You have been listening to Sam and Kara in the Morning, which airs every weekday from 9 a.m. until 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, originating from the Los Angeles Talk Radio studios. If you have questions about the show or would like to inquire about sponsorship opportunities, please direct all correspondence to info@latalkradio.com. Sam and Kara in the Morning is a production of LA Talk Radio. We say what we want.